Chapter 5 Nishanta Bhajan. The daily pastimes of Bhagavan are divided into 8 parts, and the period from 3 o'clock in the morning until the rising of the sun is called Nishanta Lila. It is the anta, or end of the nisha, night. When the jiva begins performing bhajan, it is like the rising of the sun. The jiva has been adverse to Bhagavan since time immemorial, and due to this mentality, he wanders through 84 lakhs of species. Krishna buli se jiva anardi bahirmukh, ataiva maya tare deya samsara duk. Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 20.117. Forgetting Krishna, the jiva has been attracted by maya since time immemorial. Therefore, maya gives him all kinds of misery in his material existence. Krishna bahiyomukh haya bhogavanchatkare nakattashta maya tare japatiya dare prema vivart. When the jiva becomes averse to Bhagavan, Maya Devi pounces on him and arrests him. Bhayam dvitiya binivyeshitam syat ishad upatasya viparya yoshmriti. Srimad Bhagavatam 11.2.37. Misunderstanding himself to be a product of the material energy, the jiva becomes overwhelmed with fear. Deceived by Maya, his position becomes reversed. Instead of being the servant of Bhagavan, he becomes opposed to him. Bhagavan's Mahamaya is of two types: Avaranatmika Maya, which covers the conditioned soul, and Vikshepatmika Maya, which arrests the conditioned soul and casts him into the 84 lakhs of species. The first covers the jiva with a material physical body and with a subtle body composed of mind, intelligence, and false ego. By identifying himself with these gross material coverings, the internal swarup of the jiva becomes covered. But it is erroneous to think that when Krishna comes to this world, his swarup also becomes covered. The clouds don't cover the sun, but they can obstruct our vision so that we are unable to see the sun. But if we go up in an airplane, we can then see that the sun is actually shining and that the clouds are situated below it. The clouds are limited, whereas the sky is unlimited. And just as the clouds cannot cover the unlimited sky, Maya cannot cover Krishna. Where there is Krishna, there is no Maya. There, ashamed, she remains standing behind him and is unable to do anything. But Bhagavan is so merciful that he descends to the material realm in the form of Paramatma and is always present in the heart of the jiva as the witness. He watches over us and looks for any pretext to bring us back to him. He is always there in the heart of the jiva, watching and waiting for a good opportunity. He is very merciful, but not just merciful. He is the intimate friend of the jiva. He knows all about how we can acquire our ultimate good fortune. When the jiva becomes opposed to Bhagavan and Maya pounces on him, some desires arise in his heart. After fulfilling these desires, he realizes that all of this is actually not happiness after all. A baby sees fire and, thinking that it appears very pleasing, gets up to touch it. But his mother says, "If you touch the fire, you'll be burnt." So she forbids him and takes him in her lap. But he won't listen and jumps out of her lap to try again. So what will she do then? She grabs his hand and touches it momentarily to the fire. And upon feeling the burning sensation, the baby pulls his hand away. Never again will he go near fire. In the same way that Bhagavan is very merciful, Maya Devi is also very merciful. allowing the jiva to enjoy and helping him to attain what he desires until the jiva realizes, in reality, this is poisonous. Bhagavan then begins to bring the jiva towards himself. Brahman Brahmite Konya Bhagavan Jiva Guru Krishna Prasad Poi Bhakti Lata Beej. Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela 19.151. It is the immense good fortune of the jiva that Bhagavan comes to him in the forms of Guru and Vaishnavas. He sends the Guru to him and sends the Vaishnavas to him, and through them the seed of the creeper of devotion is planted in the jiva's heart. As long as we don't have this seed of bhakti, for us it is still nisha, or night. Ya nisha sarvabhutanam tasyam jagarti samyami tasyam jagriti bhutani sa nisha pashyato mune. Bhagavad Gita 2.69. When sadhus and Vaishnavas are awake, it is night for worldly people. And what is day for worldly people is night for the sadhu. Those that have been arrested by Maya are asleep to everything related to Bhagavan, and the sadhus that are awake to Bhagavan are asleep to the enjoying spirit of worldly people. Therefore, for those not engaged in bhajan, it is nisha, night. They are trapped in the night of sense enjoyment. When the night is coming to an end, it is called nishanta. And what brings about the end of the conditioned soul's night? Satang prasangam mamavira samvido bhavanti hritkarna rasanayaha gata taj josad asav apavargo vartmani shraddha ratir bhakti anu kramishyati. Srimad Bhagavatam 3.25.25. In the company of Vaishnavas, Harikatha is very tasteful to the ears and heart. By this process, one progresses very quickly on the devotional path and will attain Shraddha, Rati and Bhakti in sequence. What is the first sign that the night of the jiva's enjoying spirit is coming to an end? One attains the association of Guru and Vaishnava. And then comes to Vrindavan, where day and night Harikatha is being spoken. So when the conditioned soul meets a real sadhu who can give causeless mercy, then it appears that the night of his wandering through 84 lakhs of species is coming to an end, and daybreak is coming. The darkness of Maya will be dissipated, and this is called Nishanta Bhajan. It is compared to the time when the night is completed and symptoms of the daybreak begin to appear. The peacock makes the kake sound and the sparrows begin making their cha-cha sound. The bird's ka-ka sound is like the devotees relishing Harikatha. And the ke-ka sound indicates that having accepted diksha from Gurudev, the stars that were so luminous during the night, meaning the attraction for sense enjoyment, which until now were shining for the conditioned soul, are no longer visible. The eastern horizon begins to turn red, and now we understand that the night has come to an end, meaning that the conditioned soul's wandering in the material world will soon come to an end. This is Nishanta Bhajan, and is the dawning of Shraddha, faith. And where does this faith come from? The thing which gives Shraddha to the heart of the jiva and moves him in the direction of liberation and bhakti more than anything else is sadhu sangha. Bhagavan Sri Krishna himself especially came in the dress of a devotee and went door to door giving Krishna naam. Yare deke tare kahe Krishna upadesh Amara Agyan Guru Hana Tare Edesh. Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela 7.128. Tell everyone you meet the instructions of Krishna. Under my order become a guru and deliver everyone in this land. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went from door to door telling the jivas, I went to my Guruji and he told me, study Vedanta. But I said, Guruji, I am a big fool. There is no other fool like me in this world. So how will I study Vedanta? Please be merciful and tell me an easier method. Then my Guruji said, all right, I see that you are unqualified to study Vedanta. Then just remember this verse. Harir nam, harir nam, harir nameva kevalam. Kalo nastyeva, nastyeva, nastyeva gatiya anyata. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila 6, verse 242. By taking Harinam, you will attain your ultimate good. Besides this, there is no other way, no other way, no other way. Saying it once was not enough. He said it three times. Why? To make our firm faith arise in Harinam. Definitely, you will receive your highest good fortune by this. If he had said it like this, would we have any faith in Harinam? Besides Harinam, there is no other way to attain happiness and peace of mind and cross over the ocean of material existence. To make faith arise in the hearts of the jivas, Mahaprabhu has given this verse. Suppose a man is sleeping. How will you awaken him? By calling him, hey, get up. Similarly, loudly singing Nam Sankirtan acts as a mother who awakens the jiva who is deeply asleep in the night of illusion. And in Kali Yuga, the best of all Harinam is the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hari Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Kahite syute yata tata nama loya, kala deshe niyama nahi sarva siddhi hoy. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antilila 20, verse 18. By chanting it at any time or place, even while eating or lying down, Harinam gives all perfection. When I first joined the mission, a doubt arose in me. There are no names higher than Radha Krishna. Mahaprabhu would go mad by chanting Krishna Krishna. But in the Maha Mantra, the name of Srimati Radhika is not given in an explicit way. Some chant Radha Krishna Radhe Krishna, Krishna Krishna Radhe Radhe, Radhe Shyam Radhe Shyam, Shyam Shyam Radhe Radhe. What is the harm in that? Shyam is a more direct name of Krishna in Vrindavan. And by chanting Hare Krishna, we have to assume that Hare means Radhika. Also, Ram can refer either to Ram of Ayodhya, Sankarshan Ram, or Balaram. The direct name of Radhika is not found in the Maha Mantra. Then I went and asked my Guruji and other Vaishnavas also. But perhaps considering me to be unqualified to understand at that time, they merely said, the Maha Mantra is Chintamani, and included within it is Sadhya and Sadhan, everything. If you need to know more, read Jiva Dharma. The answer is there. It says there that there is so much rasa in the Maha Mantra that there is no need to chant any other names. Mahaprabhu said, I had faith in what my Guruji had said, and I started chanting Harinam. After chanting and chanting, one day I saw that very Nam personified, standing before me, in an attractive threefold bending posture, attired in the dress of a cowherd boy, playing the flute, smiling and looking in my direction with dancing eyebrows. Through the medium of my eyes, my heart left my body, and laughing, crying, and rolling on the ground, I forgot everything. Prakashananda Saraswati had asked Mahaprabhu, why are you not studying Vedanta? Why are you crying? Mahaprabhu replied, it is this Nam which makes me sing, dance, and cry. In this Maha Mantra, there is so much rasa. Please just hear the explanation of only one word of it. Hare, what is its meaning? Harata kunje jaha saradika. Radhika enchants Krishna's mind in such a way that it steals him away from the kunja. From the word harana, which means to steal, comes hara, which becomes hare. Tell me then, how beautiful is the meaning hidden within it? In this way, Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami have extracted this very beautiful meaning from the Mahamantra. In the indirect form, Parokshavad, there is so much rasa and anand that it is more than what is found in the direct form. In this way, they have described the glories of the Mahamantra as being limitless. Guru, Vaishnavas and the scriptures make faith in this understanding arise in the heart of a jiva, and this is called Nishanta Bhajan. Nishanta Bhajan is of two types. One is within the realm of sadhan, and the other is within the realm of perfection, and is Raganuga Bhajan. In sadhan, it is the first stage of bhakti, and is compared to the end of the night of Krishna's Leela. In Krishna's pastimes, when night has passed and daybreak is dawning, it is called Nishanta Leela. It lasts for 3 hours, from 3 o'clock until 6 o'clock. By the accumulation of Sukriti, we attain Sadhu Sangha. And when the seed of Shraddha is planted within us, it is Nishanta Bhajan. And as the word Nisha means night, here it refers to the darkness of night when the jiva is opposed to Krishna. Bhav Pavrago Brahmato Yada Bhavej Janasya Trehe Achutya Sat Samagamaha Srimad Bhagavatam 10:51-53. When the jiva attains Sadhu Sangha, then this darkness of Maya begins to dissipate, and he understands that his night will soon be ending, meaning that his wandering through countless lifetimes in this material world will soon be finished. Bhakti stu Bhagavad Bhakta Sangena Parijatayate Satsanga Prapyate Pumbir Shukritye Purva Sanchitahai. Brihan Naradiya Purana 4:33. By the accumulation of Sukriti, one attains Sadhu Sangha, and by Sadhu Sangha, one attains bhakti. But as long as one doesn't have resolute faith in the words of a sadhu, then it will not be real Sadhu Sangha. I will die before I fail to follow the instructions of the sadhu. This is the necessary sentiment for performing bhajan. The kingdom of sadhan bhajan for the jiva stretches from the beginning stage of Shraddha to the stage of Bhav. In order for Shraddha to arise within a jiva, in the beginning there must be some Sukriti, which has been acquired unknowingly. This Sukriti is acquired by unknowingly performing any activity related to Bhagavan or his devotees, and from the influence of this Sukriti, one attains Sadhu Sangha. The story of Prahlad Maharaj illustrates this point. In his previous life, he was a Brahmana, and in his youth, he was well educated and eventually married. He was adorned with all good qualities and served his parents faithfully. Once, while going somewhere, by chance he fell into bad association and became attached to a prostitute. He became so attached to her that he abandoned the service of his parents, abandoned his wife and children, sold everything in his house, and destroyed his household life. Stealthily, he had taken whatever possessions he had to this prostitute. Then one day, that prostitute saw that she had taken everything from him and that he was now penniless, so she began to ignore him. She would converse with others in his presence, but she would not speak to him and would just tell him to go away. Being very distressed one morning, he left that place and wandered all day through a jungle and became very hungry and thirsty. Then evening began to fall, and being a winter night, it began to rain. He thought, "Now where will I go?" He was fearing that he might be attacked by a tiger or bear. Then he saw an old neglected temple, so he entered it and lay down. But the discord with the prostitute was paining him like a thorn in his heart, so he was unable to sleep, and all night he cried and worried. In another place, that prostitute had repented and began searching for him. In the night, she took shelter in that same temple, not knowing that he was also there. She also just cried and cried and was unable to sleep. When the next morning came, they saw each other, and crying, she at once went and fell at his feet. With great affection, he embraced her, and the previous incident was forgotten. They returned to their life of misconduct, but at that time, no one understood what great benefit they received on that day. That day had happened to be Nrisimha Chaturdasi, and all day neither of them had drunk water or eaten anything. They had fasted all day and had also remained awake all night. So they received the benefit of observing Nrisimha Chaturdasi. And whose temple was it that they had stayed in that night? Nrisimhadev's. Unknowingly, they received such a great result from this that in his next life he became Prahlad Maharaj and she became his wife. From this, he attained the opportunity to hear from Narad. When he was still in his mother's womb, he heard instructions from Narad continuously for 60,000 years. By the mercy of Narad, he became a great Tattvagyani, an exclusive devotee of Bhagavan, Prahlad Maharaj. This is an example of how Sadhu Sangha is attained as the result of Sukriti, and how Bhakti is attained as a result of that Sadhu Sangha. If even unknowingly someone serves the deity, they will achieve such a great result. Then if someone knowingly constructs a temple for the deity, inaugurates the service of a deity, makes ornaments for the deity, or faithfully serves Vaishnavas, and hears tattva from them sincerely, how much greater will the result be? So in the kingdom of bhakti, this is called Nishanta Bhav, and begins with the birth of Shraddha. And that faith will be in what? Not directly in Bhagavan at first, but in the words of the scripture. Shraddha sabde vishvasa kahe sudrita nischaya krishne bhakti kaile sarva karma krita haya. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila 22:62. If I just perform bhajan of Krishna, then everything is accomplished. Such a high quality type of faith is called Shraddha. If that Shraddha is placed in the words of the scriptures, in the words of the Guru, and in the words of the Vaishnavas, then everything will come from that. By following whatever they say, everything will be all right. Even if everything in my life is destroyed, then let it be. I will continue executing Bhagavat Bhajan. This is Shraddha, even though there may be anartas in our bhajan. There is anishtita bhakti, or unsteady devotion, and nishtita bhakti, or firm devotion. In anishtita bhakti, there is utsamayi, or false confidence, ganatarala, or sporadic endeavor, viyuda vikalpa, or indecision, tarangarangini, or delighting in the material facilities which come from bhakti, vishaya sangara, or battling with the desires for sense gratification, and niyamakshamaha, or the inability to uphold vows. Even though all of these may remain, if one's faith is of good quality, then upon attaining sadhu sangha, his internal nature will gradually change. When one understands that upon attaining sadhu sangha, the night, meaning his conditioned state of existence, will be finished soon, his faith is of good quality. The end of the night heralds the first of Krishna's pastimes in the daytime. The peacock is sitting in the upper part of the kadamba tree, and the call is seated in the upper part of the mango tree. The parrot is seated on a branch of the pomegranate tree, and because his beak is red, he blends in with the red buds of the pomegranate tree. The female parrot eats grapes, so she is sitting on the grapevine. All are ready and waiting for Vrindadevi to give her order. Seeing that the appropriate time has come, Vrindadevi gives the order to the birds, "Begin singing." So they start making the sound, "Kalarava." What is the meaning of Kalarava? Rava means sound, and Kala indicates the flute. So this sound tells Krishna that it is time to awaken and play the flute. The call, the hummingbird, and the male and female parrots start singing, and being intoxicated by making these musical sounds, it seems that Kamadev is blowing the conch shell. The male parrot is awakening Krishna, and the female parrot is awakening Srimatiji. The peacock is saying K, which means who. He is referring to Krishna, meaning who can conquer the great mountain of Radhika's jealous anger, shyness and patience, which no one else can cross over. By making this sound, he is saying, "Hey Krishna, please awaken." The female peacock is making the ka sound, which also means who. Who is it that, even though her heart is in the form of a seedling, can overpower the mad elephant Krishna, who is directly Parabrahma himself, Radhika? Then everyone awakens and the leela begins. In this world, millions of jivas are sleeping, and the kindness of Guru and Vaishnavas that awakens them is like a fathomless ocean. We see this in the life of Gop Kumar, and in the life of Brajanath in Jiva Dharma, and in the lives of so many devotees in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Without the causeless mercy of Bhagavan, no jiva whomsoever can be spiritually awakened. Srimati Radhika was waiting for Gop Kumar to come to her in Golok, so she arranged for him to take birth in Govardhan. She gave him the opportunity to daily take the cows out to graze and to wander around Braj, and she herself sent his guru Jayanta to him. Finding any pretext, she made a plan to bring him to her. In the same way, the guru and Vaishnavas are supremely merciful. If they see that one's Sukriti is not strong, they somehow arrange that his Sukriti will be strengthened. For those who already have Shraddha, they strengthen their Shraddha by bestowing upon them the gift of their own company. If they see that someone has no desire for bhakti, they arrange for them to hear Harikatha. A Paramahamsa Vaishnava, who is qualified to cross the upper limit of the Madhyam Adhikari stage, a topmost Vaishnava, who is Nindadi Shunya, or free from the tendency to criticize others, will cry and be so upset for us. In the same way that Krishna cries and is so upset for us, so the Guru and Vaishnavas are so upset for us that we cannot possibly estimate it. The Guru and Vaishnavas suffer so much for us, just like a mother when she is raising her small child. At night, the mother is sleeping and the baby's crying awakens her. Then the child passes stool and cries even more. Will the poor woman be able to sleep? She undergoes so much suffering and difficulty in the upbringing of her child, and the father knows little of it. Only the mother can fully know it. Similarly, the Guru and Vaishnavas are supremely merciful. Making different plans, they make Shraddha arise in others, and then always try to strengthen that Shraddha. Their first duty towards us is to awaken our faith in Harinam, Guru and Vaishnavas, and this is Nishanta Bhajan. If someone is to begin performing bhajan, then for the welfare of their faith, they must understand one thing, that Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan, and especially that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. This must be understood first. that Mahaprabhu gave his everything to the jivas, whereas Krishna did not give as much. Krishna came in the form of Mahaprabhu with the bhav of Radhika. What is the meaning? We are not referring here to the three sentiments described in this verse, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila 1:6. Shri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidrisho Vanyaiva Swadhyenad Bhuta Madhurima Kidrisho Va Madhya Sokyam Kasya Mad Anubhavita Kidrisham Vetilovat Tadbhava Dhya Samajani Satchigarbha Sindhu Harindu. Desiring to understand the glory of Radhika's love, the wonderful qualities in him that she alone relishes through her love, and the happiness she feels when she realizes the sweetness of his love, Sri Hari, richly endowed with her emotions, appeared from the womb of Srimati Sachidevi, as the moon appears from the ocean. These three sentiments of Radhika can be explained to a new devotee at a later stage. Here the bhav of Radhika that we mean is the sentiment of kindness and vatsalya for the jivas. Is this sentiment of mercy found more in Krishna or in Radhika? More in Radhika, and she is the one who, like a mother, nurtures us. Srimati Radhika is the one who is the very personification of kindness for us, and her manifestation in this world is the Guru. All of the kindness of Bhagavan is found in the Guru. Samsara Dava Naralida Loka Tranaya Karuna Gana Ganatvam Sri Guruvastikam 1. The Guru showers his kindness upon the jivas who are suffering in the burning fire of material existence. All of the kindness of Bhagavan appears in the forms of Guru and Vaishnavas. And what instruction do they give first? That Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came as the original Guru of Kali Yuga to teach Nam Sankirtan. That he came with the sentiment of a devotee to give bhakti. He didn't come in the form of Bhagavan. He won't give bhakti in that form. He will taste it as Bhagavan. But in what form will he give it? As a devotee. Without becoming a devotee, without becoming the Ashraya, then how could he give the Vishaya, Krishna Prem? Krishna is the only real Vishaya of Prem in all existence, so he himself would be unable to give it. Radhaji and other devotees are the Ashraya of Prem, so they can give it. Therefore Krishna himself came taking the bhav of Radhaji. Here bhav means karuna, kindness. Anarpita chirim chirat karunayar vartino kalo samara bayitam unnata ujvalarasam svabhakti shriyam Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila 1:4. With this karuna, for the purpose of tasting three sentiments and for giving instruction to the souls of this world, he came, and this is his first instruction. Nam namakari bahuda nija sarva shaktis tatrapita nyamita smarane nakalaha eta drishi tava kripa bhagavan mamaipi durdaivam idrisham ihajani nanuraga. Sri Shikshastaka 2. O Bhagavan, your name is the giver of all auspiciousness to the jivas, and therefore, being merciful, you are eternally manifest in the form of names like Rama, Narayan, Mukunda, Madhava, Govinda, Damodar, and others. You have invested all of your Shakti in these names. Being causelessly merciful, you have not imposed any restrictions upon the chanting of your names, such as any specified time or place, and therefore they can be chanted at any time of the day or night. O Prabhu, this is your causeless mercy upon the jivas, but it is my great misfortune that due to my offenses, attraction for your name which is the bestower of all spiritual fruits, has not arisen within me. This is his first instruction. The Naam is Swayam Krishna. There is an incident from the time of Narottam Thakur and Lokanath Goswami concerning this point. Once, when Narottam was chanting japa, a farmer approached him asking for a pail of water. Not understanding the full glories of the Naam, that is non-different from Nami in all respects, he put aside his mala to perform this charitable activity. Lokanath Goswami, knowing that Naam and Nami are one and the same, and that service to the Naam is service to Krishna, detected a fault in Narottam Thakur. There is no difference between them. In sadhan and in perfection, the Naam is Krishna. Chanting and chanting the Naam, Mahaprabhu said, I saw Krishna in the form of Gopal standing before me. The Naam and Krishna himself are non-different. As Mahaprabhu has said in this verse of Shikshastaka, Bhagavan descended as an avatar in the form of so many names. Why? Because there are many different types of people in the world. Their nishtha and shraddha are of many types. Their previously acquired natures are different. And even in perfection, their internal swaroops are different. Therefore, Bhagavan has descended in the forms of many different names. He has so many names, like Krishna, Narayan, Brahman, Paramatma, Jagannath, and also Ishvara, Allah, Kuda, and God. But we can divide all of these names into two categories, secondary and primary. Names where there is no specification are secondary, like Ishvara. What is the meaning of Ishvara? In this name, is there a particular form or shape specified? Just that he is the controller, but there is no specification. And Om can mean Kali or Gauri, but does not specify any particular form. And Jagannath, who does that refer to? All incarnations of Vishnu can be called Jagannath. God is also a secondary name. G stands for generator, meaning creator. O stands for operator, meaning the one who maintains and nurtures. And D stands for destroyer. Allah means he who is the greatest of all, just like our conception of Brahman. It is also a secondary name. Hari means he who steals the consciousness and is a primary name of Krishna. It can also refer to Narahari and Ramachandra along with Krishna. These are the three Paravashta, superior incarnations. Nrsinga, Vamana, Kalki, Ram, Krishna, Narayan and Hari are all primary names. Primary names are also of two types. Those names which refer to Bhagavan's aspect of Aishwarya are the secondary primary names. And the names of Krishna are the main primary names. Then there is some further consideration within the names of Krishna. According to the gradation of importance of Krishna's pastimes, there is gradation in his names also. Of the names Rasa Bihari and Yashoda Nandan, which name is more special? Rasa Bihari. Like this, within the main primary names are supremely primary names, like Radhanath, Radhakant, and Gopinath. They contain some special Shakti and indicate a special pastime of Krishna. For instance, all of his Madhurya is included within the Rasa Bihari name, and all of Krishna's pastimes, this name indicates the essence of them. By chanting this name, these particular pastimes will be illuminated within the heart of the chanter. There are different aspects of Ram Naam. It bestows liberation and therefore has been called the Taraka Brahm, the sound vibration which helps one cross over Maya. When referring to Dasarathi Ram, it means the attractor of the hearts of the jivas, who are supremely merciful and possess so much bhakta vatsalya, or special affection for his devotees. This Ram Nam bestows Prem and Shantaras as well as Dasya, Sakya and Vatsalya in partial forms. There is no difference between this name and the name of Krishna, except for some special consideration of rasa. But if Ram refers to Ramayati Krishna or Radharaman, then it will take one to the highest point. All of Bhagavan's Shakti has been invested in these names. Such is his mercy. Who is the first to give Shraddha? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates also. And who directly delivers us? Our Gurudev gives us all of this, and our Shiksha Guru also gives us this. So first of all, we are indebted to them, and then after them, we are indebted to Mahaprabhu and his associates, even though Mahaprabhu was the origin. First, we put our faith in Gurudev, and then we put our faith in Mahaprabhu, because Mahaprabhu will not accept our devotion if we bypass the Guru. Therefore he has said, Nam Nam Akari Bahuda Nija Sharva Shaktis. All of his Shaktis have been invested within these names, and they differ according to the particular name. And no strict rules have been imposed on the chanting of his names. Suppose someone is seated facing south and saying the Gayatri Mantra. Is this correct or not? No, because a niyam or rule has been imposed on chanting Gayatri. But if someone sits to chant Harinam facing south, will there be any harm? No consideration of time or place has been imposed on the chanting of Harinam. Mahaprabhu said that even while eating and resting, we should take Harinam. Will we sit to chant Gayatri or perform Achan with contaminated hands? No, because it will be aparad. But sometimes when we sneeze, we say Hari Hari, and then we stumble over something, we say Ram Ram. And there is no fault in this, because in the chanting of Harinam, there is no such consideration of time, place or qualification. If one goes to an unclean place, he will not be able to absorb his mind in spiritual topics by any means. But if he sits in a pure place, like Sevakunj, then very easily he will be able to meditate. There we can discuss these high spiritual topics. But if we go and sit in an unsuitable place, will we be able to discuss things like Radhika's Nishanta Leela? Never. Therefore, there are so many sadhans, and in all of them there is such consideration. But in the chanting of Harinam, there is no such consideration of time or place. While eating, lying down, with unclean hands and mouth, or in whatever condition, we can chant Harinam. Suppose someone has become disabled and is unable to sit up. For him, will a rule be imposed that he must sit up to chant Harinam, or that he can't chant while lying down? Suppose someone is in the latrine suffering from vomiting and diarrhea. At that time, he won't be able to practice meditation, tapasya, yoga, or anything. Seeing his helpless condition, will we say that he cannot chant Harinam then, and that instead someone will have to come and chant in his ear, Krishna, Krishna, Ram, Ram? Even in that condition, the result will come from chanting, whereas from any other sadhan, there would be no effect. Therefore, first, making faith in Harinam arise in someone is Nishanta Bhajan. And concerning this, Mahaprabhu said, Harinam Harinam, Harinameva Kevalam, Kalo Nastyeva 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 Gatiya Anyata. Brihad Naradiya Purana. There is no other way but the Nam. But one thing is essential. From where do we hear the glories of Nam? From the Guru and Vaishnavas. Without first attaining Sadhu Sangha, one will not be able to take the Nam. And even if he does chant, what kind of Nam he is chanting will be questionable. The Nam which we have received from the Guru is like a strong seed. From a strong seed, a healthy plant will emerge, but a weak seed will produce nothing. Similarly, the Guru gives us Shabda Brahma, transcendental sound vibration, and taking that Harinam will produce the fruit of Krishna Prema. But the weak seed will not be Shabda Brahma, and which does not have perfection inherent within it will only produce the fruits of material enjoyment and liberation. Cheto darpanam marjanam bhava maha davagni nirvapanam shreyam karaiva chandrika vitaranam vidya vadu jivanam anandam buddhi vardanam prati padam purnamrita asvardanam sarvatma snapanam param vijayate shri krishna sankirtanam. Shri Shikshastaka 1. The first effect of the Nam is that it cleanses the mirror of the heart. The second effect is that it extinguishes the fire of misery in the forest of birth and death. The third effect is that, like the rays of the moon, it causes the flower of the jiva's ultimate good fortune to bloom. And the fourth effect is that it bestows the innermost transcendental knowledge, which is compared to a young bride. The fifth effect is that it increases the ocean of transcendental pleasure. The sixth effect is that it makes us taste the highest nectar at every step. And the seventh is that it thoroughly cools and purifies us inside and out. These are the seven effects of chanting Harinam, and after this it bestows Prem, making eight. This gradual awakening, beginning with cleansing the mirror of the heart, is Nishanta Bhajan, and after this, when one meditates with Rasik Bhav on the eight parts of Sri Krishna's day, his direct service is attained. Thus ends chapter 5 of the Nectar of Govinda Lila.